Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3133 AN. Today's date is August 7th, 2023, and the title of the episode is "The Economic Trap Has Been Set. The People Are About to See the Economic Truth." Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You'll also get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to x22gold.com, that is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. If you don't see the link, click the description button or the other button, or simply call 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. It's the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now going to feel the pain, the economic pain. Remember, it was their plan to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. It was their plan to release the virus on we the people so they could cheat in the election, remove Trump from office so they can push their Great Reset plan. It was their plan to do all of these things. Now, Trump, the Patriots, they knew the plan. They knew that they were going to do this. And what Trump did is he set it up where there were certain traps along the way where the entire economic truth would be seen by the American people. The other thing that the people are seeing, they're seeing the entire system completely collapse under the watch of the residents, under the watch of the Federal Reserve, under the watch of the Treasury. And what Trump set up was to show the people, look, everything that he was saying, everything that he was doing, it was going to benefit you, the people. It was going to benefit the economy. It was going to benefit the country. And we're reaching the point where now Biden is going to be trapped, and not just Biden, but the Fed, the Treasury, the fake news, all the corrupt politicians around him, Obama in the basement, they're all going to be trapped with what's about to happen. Now, remember, Trump, he put expiration dates on certain things. His tax cuts is one of them. And that is about to end, which means Biden at this point will have a decision to make. Do I renew it or do I let them expire? No matter which way he goes, he's trapped in all of this. Because if he admits that the tax cuts are helping the everyday person, well, everything that he campaigned on is a complete and utter lie. If he doesn't do anything and the everyday person gets hurt, well, everyone can see the truth. So no matter what he does, he is screwed in all of this. And the Green New Deal is not going the way they thought it was going. Remember, they told us, we're going to be getting rid of gas stoves. We're going to save the environment. We're going to have this incredible cost savings for the people because the gas stoves, they're old. They're not efficient. They're terrible to have. Plus, they had those fake articles showing that people can get ill from gas stoves. All this is BS. And what's very interesting is that all these savings that they said we were going to get, there's really no savings whatsoever. There's new data now that shows that savings are even less than the Department of Energy originally projected and are almost negligible. The Department of Energy's original proposal was to save consumers 13 cents per month in utility costs over the life of their gas cooking products. The revised data reduces consumer savings to just 9 cents per month. The changes in energy savings projected by DOE primarily result from DOE recognizing that the currently available cooking products are more efficient than its earlier analysis assumed. At 9 cents a month, the projected savings will come to just $1.08 per year. Over a decade, that amounts to $10.80. Really think about this for a second. And in order to counter the Biden admin's push to restrict gas stoves, bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced the Save Our Gas Stoves Act in the Senate. And the act explicitly prohibits the DOE from implementing the energy efficiency standards for gas stoves proposed in February, saying the government should not be telling the people what they should use to cook their food. Period. The end. And we can see everything that they've been trying to convince the people of, it turns out that it's absolutely not true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since people now are noticing that fuel prices are moving up, and they're moving up pretty darn quickly, which means they're going to keep moving up. And eventually what's going to happen is the Biden administration, in secret most likely, is going to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserves to then level everything off. Now, they're not going to bring it back down to 350, to 340, to 320. Most likely, they're going to keep the fuel prices around $4. It looks like that might be their target. And it might be 380, 390, but it's going to be around that target. Because remember, in all different places, the fuel prices are a little different because of the taxes and everything else. But it looks like that's exactly what they're trying to do. So along the way, what are they doing right now? They're trying to blame the sun, the heat. And we had CBS host Gayle King. She took to the airwaves to suggest that summer's extreme heat has a direct correlation with recent spikes in gas prices. So, right. So it's the heat of the summer. Normally during the summer, the fuel prices come down because more people travel, more people do things, and the fuel prices come down. So the heat is now driving the fuel prices up. Remember, it started out, it was COVID, then it was Putin, then it was the war in Ukraine. Now it's the heat and the sun. It couldn't be the Green New Deal. It couldn't be Biden shutting down the XL Keystone Pipeline. It couldn't be Biden saying, you know something, we're going to change the regulations and the lease agreements so oil companies can't drill. It couldn't be any of those things. It couldn't be the idea of, hey, let's bring the entire world into the Green New Deal where everyone's going to use solar panels, everyone's going to use wind power, and we need to make fossil fuels very, very expensive. It couldn't be any of that, but it has to be the heat, just like it was COVID, just like it was Putin, just like it was Ukraine. The people aren't stupid. The people realize that this is one gigantic lie, but they keep doing it. They think the people don't notice anything that's going on. But everyday people, they can see all of this very, very clearly. They can see exactly what's going on. They can see that food is moving up. Energy now is moving up. In some places, it's already over $4 per gallon. People are starting to realize, hey, we have problems here. And actually, when the fuel prices move up, what happens? People are going to have to pay more in the stores because it's going to cost a lot more to deliver these products. And Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, the price of bacon has tripled since June. Bidenomics. Absolutely. And that is what people are noticing. And the other thing that people are starting to realize is that Biden lied to them, especially the young people, where he said he was going to get rid of their student loans. Now, remember, he was trying to keep these people on his side. He was going to use them for the elections because he knew as their policies, which is the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, as they pushed their policies, the entire economic system was going to completely fall apart. Those kids that went to school for ridiculous majors like gender identity, they knew eventually what was going to happen. They weren't going to find any jobs. The jobs they did have, they were going to be removed because they don't need those type of people. And people coming out of college, they were going to have a very difficult time finding jobs. Now, if all these people had these student loans, well, that causes a problem for the Biden administration and Obama in the basement. So what did they have to do? They had to counter that with saying, hey, don't worry about that. Don't worry about your student loans. I know you don't got a job, but we're just going to get rid of it and you don't have to pay this back. This way, they can keep these people on their side. But the problem is that everything he's trying to do is completely unconstitutional and it's not working. And now the Biden administration, they're running into additional problems. And a pair of think tanks have implored a federal court to halt the Biden administration's revised proposal to forgive $39 billion in student debt, contending that such an initiative is beyond the purview of the administration. The New Civil Liberties Alliance, representing both the free market-oriented Mackinac Center for Public Policy and the libertarian-leaning Cato Institute, initiated a lawsuit in Michigan on Friday. These organizations claim that the administration has overreached its constitutional authority by declaring a student loan forgiveness scheme for over 800,000 borrowers totaling $39 billion. This program was put forth by the Department of Education shortly after the Supreme Court invalidated a more expansive student loan forgiveness strategy pursued by Biden. And now they're being sued over this. But remember how they play the game. They know it's going to take a while. They know that the kids out there are hearing like, oh, my student loan's going to be canceled. And what the Biden administration is trying to do is they're trying to play this out long enough to get to the elections, but I don't think that's going to work. So their other plan is to say, oh, look, we're going to blame these people over here. But once again, when something's unconstitutional, it's unconstitutional. And the resident knew this from the very beginning. So he could try to blame everyone else, but he knew from the very, very beginning what he was trying to do, just like vaccine mandates, just like everything that they push, gun control. They know it is unconstitutional. They play the game. But everything that they're doing is completely falling apart around them. As the economy falls apart, people are starting to realize who's responsible for all this. Because, look, they have this Build Back Better. They haven't built a damn thing. Nothing's better. It's getting worse. And people are recognizing, wow, what are you going to do to fix any of this? And they have no answers because their agenda is not to fix it. Their agenda is to destroy the system that we're in. Their agenda is to have a controlled demolition. And we've been saying, look at trucking. Trucking is very important, plus cardboard boxes, because you ship using cardboard. Well, the U.S. trucking giant Yellow declared bankruptcy. The company's downfall will lead to the loss of about 30,000 jobs and could affect the nation's supply chains. Do you think this is the only trucking industry that's going to be in trouble? No, I do believe we're going to see many others that are going to be in trouble, because what happens when you're in a recession? What happens when you're approaching a deep recession and then a depression? Well, people are going to lose jobs. When people lose jobs, they're not going to spend. When they don't spend, you don't need the trucking. You don't need the cardboard. That means stores and other things, they're going to have a very difficult time. And that's exactly what we're starting to witness right now. And as time goes on, you're going to see the earnings of certain corporations. They're going to come in with their earnings and they're going to say this year is pretty darn bad. We're already seeing it with the airlines right now. I do believe this is going to spread to many other industries, and we're going to start to see the entire system really start to crumble apart. And remember, the deep state players, the central bank, they were going to do this no matter what. They were going to do it with Trump or without Trump. It makes no difference. Trump, he needed to show the people the truth. He needed to show the people the economic truth. He needed the people to see their true agenda and how they want to destroy your lives. And that's exactly what people are seeing right now. He also needed to show everyone, look at the currency. Look how much power they have right now over your currency, over the banking system. Look how it's losing value every single day. Just keep watching this and you're going to see something that you would never, ever believe. And that's exactly what people are seeing right now. I mean, if you look out in Britain right now, big banks in the United Kingdom, they have shut down nearly a million accounts over the past 4 years. And a report from the Mail on Sunday revealed that banks are on pace to set a record number of closures this year, with 200,000 accounts having already been closed since the start of this year. This puts the banks on pace to top the number seen last year, which stood at 343,000. And this is coming from a Freedom of Information request to the Financial Conduct Authority, which this is what they revealed. So right now, they're closing many accounts. Now, yes, there are accounts that have criminal activity, but Nigel Farage, he did not have criminal activity. And now people are starting to realize, well, this has really nothing to do with criminal activity. You're just closing accounts because you don't like what people say. You don't like their political view. You don't like any of that. And now people can see the truth of the matter of what's really going on. And they're starting to realize that in the future, if we move towards the central bank digital currency, they will close accounts if you stray away from their narrative, if you don't do what they want you to do. And I think people are starting to really realize this. And as time goes on and the entire system falls apart, the banking system continually freezes accounts and it falls apart, I think people are really going to start to wake up and actually see this. And what's very interesting, you know what people are seeing? They're seeing the spending of the United States. The Kobisi letter put this out and said, the U.S. is now spending 44% of GDP per year, the same levels as World War II. In 2020, the U.S. spent a record-breaking 54% of GDP in 1 year. This is what Fitch meant by fiscal deterioration when they downgraded the U.S. credit rating. Current government spending is unsustainable. We are now spending a higher percentage of GDP than what was seen in 2008. What's the game plan here? The game plan is to bring us into the Great Reset. The game plan is to destroy their old system. This is what they had on their agenda the entire time. They told us the Great Reset was a conspiracy. They told us back in 2014, 2015, 2016 that there was no such thing as a reset. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You'll also get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to x22gold.com, that is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. If you don't see the link, click the description button or the other button, or simply call 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. It's the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. But when 2020 hit and they released the virus to usher in the Great Reset, that entire conspiracy went down the tubes. And now people can see the central bank digital currency, what they want to bring in. Now people can see that they're pushing the Green New Deal. Now people are seeing that this will not benefit the everyday person. This will actually make the everyday person's life horrible moving forward. And people are starting to realize that they are doing this on purpose and it's for them, not for us. And what's very interesting is PayPal, they decided to launch a PYUSD stablecoin backed by the US dollar. Now, this is not like Bitcoin. This is centralized. They're trying to get you used to using the central bank digital currency. PayPal is offering this. But I think the people of this world, they're starting to realize that we cannot have a centralized system, a system where one entity controls everything and they can turn it on and turn it off. We need a decentralized system moving forward. And actually, if you look at what the founding fathers have done, they knew that a decentralized government, a decentralized system was the way to go. And this is why they created the Constitution where nothing was centralized. The power came from the local communities. It came from the state level. The least amount of power was the federal government. The deep state players, the central bank, they spent years upon years upon years switching this, trying to centralize everything up to the federal government so they would have all the power. The founding fathers never wanted that to be. They wanted it on the local level. Even the currency, they had decentralized where each state created their currency. It wasn't centralized. The central bank created events to convince everyone that it should be centralized. But now people see something very different. They see, wow, okay, the centralization is not working. Globalism isn't working. Maybe we need to go back to decentralization, something the founding fathers wanted. And you can see across the globe that what we have today can be shifted over to a decentralized system. And most people wouldn't even realize that they're doing things differently. Actually, out in Germany, a German bakery is now accepting Bitcoin. And the person walks in, the person holds up a little keypad, types in the amount, a little code comes up. You take your phone, you put it on the code, and Bitcoin pops up and hits pay. It's almost like if you're using Apple Pay or if you're using your credit card to touch the screen. There's really no difference. And people are starting to realize, wow, this isn't as difficult as everyone made it out to be. Now, think about this. As people see this in El Salvador, in Germany, and many other countries, and they see that, wow, a decentralized system is very easy to use. You don't need the banking system. You don't need the central bank digital currency. This will be very, very easy to do. Why do you think the central bank and all the corrupt installed individuals in governments, why do you think they've been bashing gold? Why do you think they've been bashing Bitcoin? Because they don't want you to find this out. They don't want you to know that this is a possibility. Plus, they don't want you to know that the central banks, they're buying gold. Yes, the central banks, they're not hoarding paper currency. They're not saying, hey, you know something? I'm going to take all these US dollars and I'm going to put it in our safe. I'm going to take all these euros. No, what they're doing is they're taking the gold because they know their paper currency in the end is going to be worth absolutely nothing. And actually, Fitch, by downgrading the Federal Reserve note, which is actually what they downgraded, people are starting to realize, holy crap, look what just happened. Mario Stefano put this out on X and said, central banks bought a record amount of gold in the first half of 2023. No surprise as Fitch's downgrade, U.S. debt may accelerate de-dollarization as USD held as reserves fell to 58%, lowest level in 25 years. China's gold reserves have grown by 165 tons, and 103 tons was bought in 2023 alone. And people are starting to realize, actually, out in Austria, the Austrian leaders now are proposing enshrining the use of cash in his country's constitution, saying, we don't want to go all digital. We need still to have cash. People like cash. And when you look across the globe, most of the people are rejecting the central bank digital currency. Most of the people now are real, even here in the United States, the polls show that they're not going along with the central bank digital currency. They still want to use cash. They want a system where they can't be tracked, where they can't be controlled. And the people are pushing back. The people are starting to realize that, yeah, you really need a decentralized system. You need a system where they can't, where people can't be tracked, a system where it's not centralized, where they can control what you do. And the people are learning this very, very quickly. And I do believe the entire plan has been accelerated so people could see, wow, look what happens when you don't allow the country to be energy independent. Fuel prices move up. Look what happens when you spend and spend and spend. You see inflation. Look what happens when your bank account is shut down from a centralized entity. Look what happens when they're trying to push you into the Green New Deal and the Great Reset, and they're destroying the fossil fuel industry. They're destroying everything in this country, and they're trying to get rid of everything that you need to live. People can see this very, very clearly. And I do believe Trump, he's going to show people even more, because I do believe what he's done here. And remember, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they had this plan for a very long time. And I don't think Trump could have just come out and say, hey, by the way, you know what they're going to do? They're going to make us eat bugs, and they're going to get rid of your gas stoves. You won't be able to make pizza anymore. They're going to get rid of your fossil fuel car. You won't be able to use those anymore. You're going to be on solar panels. You're going to be on windmills. That will generate your electric. Some days you will have electric. Some days you won't have electric. And basically what's going to happen, they want to push you into the central bank digital currency. And if you get out of line or you say something maybe on social media that's hooked to your digital ID, something they don't like, they're just going to shut your account down, or maybe even shut down appliances in your home. If he just came out and said that, I think most of the people would say that's crazy talk. That doesn't even make sense. So basically, once again, he needed to show the people the truth. He needed the enemy to show everyone exactly what they had planned. And he needed the people to walk through this so they would actually believe it. And along the way, I do believe Trump has set all of this up and accelerated their plan. And he wanted to show people, look, the things that I did, where I went ahead, I made the country energy independent, I placed tariffs on China, I gave you the tax cuts, everything that they said, where they said, okay, placing tariffs on China is going to make things more expensive. Did it? No. It made everything became more expensive when the D's and the Biden administration started to spend, and they printed and they printed and they borrowed and they printed, and everything got more expensive. Trump showed everyone, look, we can make the country energy independent. I know many years before this, they said, oh no, we have to get our oil from the Middle East. We have to get our oil from over here. No, we don't. We have plenty of that over here. Why don't we just make the country energy independent? And once we do that, the price is going to go much, much lower. And once again, people saw this. Now he's going to show everyone, remember my economic policies where I put tax cuts into place and Biden was out there telling everyone that all of this is going to the rich and it doesn't affect anyone in the middle class or lower middle class or the poor? They're not seeing a dime of it. Well, that is going to be proven wrong once again, because Trump right now, he's letting everyone know that the Trump tax cuts, they're going to expire. I mean, when he gets into office, he's letting everyone know he's going to make these permanent. But now people are going to see something very, very different. Take a listen to what he said here.
Congress to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. You know, your tax cuts that we got you, the biggest tax cut in history. You know, it pretty much is going to be coming due in a very short period of time. And when that happens, your taxes are going to go through the roof. That'll be a terrible thing. And that's given to you as a gift from the Democrats. Remember that. But we will reduce taxes even further. We'll get it extended and we will reduce taxes further, because the thing that built our economy with the regulation cuts and those tremendous tax cuts, the incentive for people to work, and they don't have the incentive right now. Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows. Nobody has any. They have no clue. They announce employment numbers, which sound good, 3.5%, but nobody's looking for a job. So they're fake numbers. In other words, they don't include these people. They're fake. I spoke with Larry Kudlow. He said, it's so sad what they're trying to get away with. The whole thing with these people is a con. It's a con. It's like a con job. It's disinformation. Like Russia, 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 disinformation. It's all disinformation. These are crooked people. These are very bad people, and they're very dangerous people. To bring tens of thousands more manufacturing jobs back to South Carolina, I will impose a border tariff on all foreign-made goods. So if they want to sell into our country, and if they want to take our jobs by doing that, we're going to have a tax that's going to be a privilege tax. And this has happened before. You know, in the 1890s, we had a president who was extremely strong on exactly what I'm talking about right now. We had an unbelievably profitable country. We had a country that had so much money, they actually had a commission set up. How do we spend our wealth? They had so much money coming in. I don't know if you know this, Lindsay, it's an incredible part of our country. That's when we built the dams and the this and that, we built everything. And that was an amazing age. What happened is we had commissions set up how to spend our wealth. We had so much wealth because we charged people for the privilege of selling into our country. They want to sell into our country. You have to pay to do that.
And I think what people are going to see in the end, that people are going to see the economic truth about everything. And they're going to see that the Biden administration, Obama in the basement, the corrupt installed leaders, the fake news, they all been lying to we the people. And the people, they're going to know it's a lie because they're experiencing it every single day. It's not a guess. It's not saying this is going to happen in the future. It's not some type of calculation that the government is using. You feel it every single day. You go to the market, you feel it. You go to the fuel pump, you feel it. When you go to pay your taxes, you say, holy crap, what happened here? Why are they taking so much more from me? You feel it every step of the way. And this is all going to come into effect, and it's going to get worse and worse as we go into the 2024 election. And what do you think is going to happen during this election cycle? Do you think this is going to help Biden and Obama in the basement? No, it's going to hurt them in the end. Actually, if you go back in time, remember when Obama was running against McCain? And Obama was out there telling you that the economy was in really bad shape. And McCain was out there telling you that, oh no, the economy is in good shape. Don't worry about that. Well, the market came down in October. How did that help McCain and how did that help Obama? Obama won by a lot. McCain, he couldn't say anything. The entire system fell apart. Now, think about 2024. If Biden or Michelle Michael are saying that the economy's strong, which they've been saying, think about it. Biden has been telling us. Kamala Harris has been telling us. They're telling us that, hey, the economy's strong. Inflation's under control. Fuel prices are under control. Everyone feels better about Bidenomics. They're going to be going down that path. What do you think Trump's going to be doing? Oh, no, the economy's bad. The economy is on its last legs here. It's not doing well. The inflation's out of control. Fuel prices are out of control. Now people can see that, hey, look, now I have to pay a lot more in taxes. And I wouldn't be surprised if the market came down maybe in October. You think this is going to help the deep state? No, it's going to hurt them in the end. But once again, who is going to be bringing down the market? Is it going to be Trump? No, it's going to be the deep state players, because everything that they did up to this point, trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, remember, they were going to do this no matter what. No matter what, they had to destroy their old system. Trump just allowed the enemy to do what they were doing in the first place. But all he did was he shined all the spotlights on them. So this way, you know who's responsible for all this. So when the market comes down and everything falls apart, you know who to blame. Now, can Trump take this economy and all of a sudden rebuild it with absolutely no problem? Yeah, all he's got to do is get rid of everything that Biden has done. Get rid of the central bank and make us energy independent. All of a sudden, you'll see this economy grow like you've never seen before. This is why he's saying, how are we going to fix the energy crisis that we have right now? Drill, baby, drill, baby, drill. He already has the plan. He already knows what he's going to do. But he needs to show the country. He needs to show what they're about to do. They're about to ruin your life. They're about to destroy their old system. And he wants them to destroy their old system. Why? Because they're destroying the central bank system. Once it's destroyed, you can then pivot and maneuver into a new system. And Trump's not to blame. All the blame is on them. Everything that happens is on them. Optics are very important. And at that point, he's going to say to the people, where do you want to go? You want to stay with their system? You want to stay with the central bank? Do you want to keep doing what we've been doing? Or should we make America great again? Should we make this economy great again? Because I could do it very easily. I did it before. You saw it. I could do it again. And it could even be better now. And he's going to show the people. And the people are going to say, yes, let's do it. Because when you have no job, when you have no income, when energy prices are through the roof, the market's crashing, you want someone to fix it. And that is what he's going to do. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.